Senator Henry Martin. We're talking about Connecticut ranking dead last.
Nationally
for August home price gains. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Henry.
Hello, Henry. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Gary. How are you guys?
Great. Great to have you with us.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking me to be on your show.
We love having you on, Henry. First of all, you're such a great guy, and you're smart. And let me tell you something. You contribute very well to the show and letting our listeners know exactly what's going on up at the Capitol on some things that may not catch the headlines, so to speak.
Thank you.
For example, this right here. I'll bet not many people are even aware that Connecticut ranked dead last nationally for home price gains in the month of August.
Can you imagine dead last in Connecticut?
It doesn't surprise me, guys. I think you guys know that I'm a real estate broker in the Bristol, around this area. And we've seen the home values decrease through the years. So it doesn't surprise me that those statistics are saying what they are.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think expect more of the same. I think with these policies that have been in play through the years and now being compounded by this new budget and its policies, I think you can expect more. You know, we saw the closing of that ShopRite in West Hartford because of the minimum wage policy that was adopted. I think boardroom decisions are going to continue to be made either lay off individuals because of the price increases that are going to take place because of the increase in production costs. And you're going to see more businesses maybe not expanding the way they would have liked to expand it. So I would say expect more.
Is it true that the minimum wage increase bill, okay, it's $1 a year for up until what, 2022 or 2023, somewhere?
Yeah, for the next 4 years. Yeah. I think 2023 by the time we get to $15 an hour.
Okay, is it true that if it proves to be regressive that we can reverse this bill?
I think the governor has the ability in the statute to put a freeze on it or to take a reduction that they feel needs to be done.
And what are the chances of that happening?
Zero. I don't think that'll take place.
I had to ask, but yeah.
But what's sad, what it's really sad, guys, is these home values that have been decreasing. If you have an expensive home, if you're at the far end of the bell curve, you know without a doubt your home values compared to where we were in 2007, 2008, there's a 25% reduction across the board. So as an example, you have a $400,000 home, you can expect your home to be worth about $300,000 today.
Oh,
and
wow,
if you're
wow.
higher than that, expect
Whoa.
More. So it's sad. If you look on the multiple listing service, and you don't, people can ask any real estate agent, show me that vacant houses in your area, and just to say, we've been saying, don't do this with the minimum wage, your anti-business climate that we have here in the state of Connecticut. You're forcing businesses to make a decision of expanding somewhere else in the country or moving out of the country or moving out of the state to another state. They don't believe us, but the proof is, talk to a moving company. They will tell you how many people are moving into Connecticut and how many are moving out. And then if you want to take it a step further, where I was beginning with this, is talk to a real estate agent, show them, ask them to show you the houses that are vacant in their area, and you'll be surprised.
Yeah, I can't even get a real estate agent to talk to me. I'm glad. Another reason why I'm glad that, because there's so many questions that come up with real estate where there's some conflict of answers that I get. Let me give you an example. Okay, so I'll ask people, real estate agents, are you hear about people moving out of the state all the time. So therefore, that would tell me that there is an increase of inventory of homes. But then another real estate agent would say, well, that's not even necessarily true. People may be moving out of the state, but there's no greater inventory of homes in Connecticut this year or last year than there had been several years ago. So then which real estate agent is telling me the truth?
I think it depends on the area that they're in.
Okay.
So, you know, there have been pockets of those that are doing okay and haven't really been affected by the recession that started in 2007, 2008. So there are pockets throughout the state that are doing okay. It's not gangbusters. I think those that are building new construction, I'll say, are probably their margins are very small. But in other areas... other areas of the state? No. I think you're going to find that they are struggling, and people in those areas are living paycheck to paycheck.
You know, one of the things, the main thing that really bothers me, we talk like this all the time, and people have got to know that Connecticut is in real trouble. And until we do this, until we tell the truth, this is going to be worse than we really figure it is going to be.
Without a doubt, Brad. Without a doubt. This year's budget was approved with all these, you know, the minimum wage increase, family medical leave, policies that are very burdensome to the people of Connecticut in addition to the business community. People are frustrated. They're throwing up their hands. And they are basically saying, you know, we've had enough, and they're moving. But it reminds me of a song by Twisted Sisters. We're not going to take it anymore.
But we are.
But there are some that are moving out of the state. Businesses are making those plans. So they're throwing up their hands. We've had enough of Connecticut. We're out of here. You know.
But
I don't know. I'm sure Gary, you may have heard the song, but go check out Twisted Sisters.
Oh, of course.
You know, yeah. We ain't gonna take it anymore.
And there's a lot to that. Here's the thing, though. People are going to locate. They're going to relocate. They're going to move to where the jobs are, right? So the business climate is linked to the real estate market, is it not?
The business climate, I think the real estate market is in its reverse. I think the business climate is linked to the real estate market.
Right.
So business climate is good, taxes are low, and you're able to produce a product at a reasonable cost to the consumer. You're creating jobs that will increase the demand for those that want to go into the city, town, state, wherever it may be for those jobs. So therefore, the housing market increases because of the demand for labor.
That's right. They are linked. The economy of the state and the housing market, there's a link to two. Because when you have a thriving economy in the state, you're going to have more people drawn to the state of Connecticut and therefore relocating and staying in Connecticut. And that helps the housing market.
Absolutely. And you look at proof of that is, I think if you look back at the policies that we had, I'm going to say in the 70s, and that resulted in the increase in people moving into the state of Connecticut through the 80s. We had a boom in the economy in the early 80s.
That's right.
From like 83 to 89, this off the charts. Off the charts.
Yeah. All right. So listen, we only got about a minute left. Going forward, how do we correct this? How do we get steer the ship back on the right course? It's to help to aid the state's economy, right? I would think that was based on what we just said, that we need to get the economy in order, and then the housing market will soon follow.
Absolutely. I think we could continue. You know, we did some in the bipartisan budget, Gary, if you remember, we did we tried to send a message out to the state in that we started to phase out the Social Security tax for the seniors as well as the pensions. Those were steps deliberately made by and proposed by the Republican side of the aisle, and then to show or to send a message out to everybody that, hey, we're going to get our fiscal house in order. And we need to do more of that to show the people, hey, we are going to correct this. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to start by addressing it by reducing our expenses, and we're also going to reduce taxes.
You know, one of the things that we've got to do, and you just hit on it, and we can't fool around anymore. We can't be doing these conversations for much longer. We have got to say, this is what we're going to do, and do it. That's what I think we should do.
Absolutely.
Hey, Senator Henry Martin, thank you so much. We always love when you join us. Hopefully, we'll be able to chat back in a couple of weeks. And it's just sad that, I think that when we talk about the September statistics, they're going to be, unfortunately, the same as the month of August. We really appreciate you being with us this morning, Senator.
You're welcome, guys.